Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about the lights of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, best house lights experience you could have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely want to talk about that.
Right. I got a lot of Clark Griswold moments.
Ah.
Stay tuned.
Gotta ask, what was the image that came to mind when Eddie said Clark Griswold type moments?
For me, it was just like replacing bulb after bulb.
Okay.
The light never working.
Okay.
For me, it was, I feel like in Christmas Vacation, there's like a scene, you know, where he's like in the attic looking out at the pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's looking out at the pool?
Where he's going to be building a pool. He wants
to
build the pool.
Oh, no, and there's that.
Oh,
that,
really?
Like, hot
yeah,
girl.
It's a okay. Fantasy.
Oh.
It's a summer fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a summer fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think wouldn't it
wasn't
be nice
he
by
watching,
the Beach Boys.
Wasn't he watching old videos up there? Like
he does at one point.
Okay.
He gets stuck in the attic.
Let's
wait.
Oh,
he's stuck
Let's
up
wait,
there.
Guys. Jeez.
Yeah, thank you,
so,
Eddie.
Meadowlark and I went and saw the
God,
Grinch
that's my
movie.
Role
like,
the
yeah, just like jump into it.
Yeah.
We get it, Meg. You're good at that. You are good at that.
You
I didn't
good
realize
at that.
It for like 2 minutes. We saw the Grinch, the new Grinch with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a scene where they just like verbatim went from the cartoon.
Yeah.
And it really, like, brought tears to my eyes. I don't know why. I was just like, oh, I love this cartoon so much.
Is it the one about how his heart is whatever, too small, and it got all big?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
And I remember seeing the Jim Carrey Grinch, and they did that, too, with that movie. There was, a moment where they, like, verbatim was like, it came without boxes or bags.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That is a good speech.
So, is this a reboot?
I don't think
so.
Is this
a Grinch reboot?
Well, it's by the people who did Minions, so it's going to be around forever. Like, Illumination. They also did Despicable Me. And so, they've had a lot of success with keeping
this
movies
type.
Alive, you know?
Hey,
so, I could see there being a lot of Grinches.
Speaking of live, Eric Hatt is tuned in.
Oh.
Oh, he's our live listener?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Shout out to Eric and his hat.
Does
he really
have
doesn't
a hat?
Wear hats anymore.
I mean, when's the last time Eric even wore a hat?
Eric, put a fucking hat on.
He's like a beanie.
He still wears the woolen cap.
Oh, yeah. Was that the original hat, though?
And he wears a New York Mets cap as well.
He had something to say about it. Shut the fuck up. He wears two hats every day, he says.
Is that kind of like
Eric two hats?
You know,
Eric
like,
hats.
I wear two hats every day, too, Eric. I'm a dad and a
businessman. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure he loved that one.
You were definitely wearing your dad hat when you made that joke.
Honestly, I thought that was his name, though. His, like, Christian name. Thought he just had hat as his last name.
That's a good last name.
Well, I don't know.
Like shorts.
Yeah.
Oh,
gym
like
shorts.
Will shorts.
Oh, yeah. Gym
I listened to the podcast. That was a joke I made because I listened to the podcast.
And you made a podcast joke?
Yeah, that was a joke from the podcast.
I had a
this
chuckle
podcast.
About the Miami
the
Pound
Think
Machine
podcast.
Earlier today.
You
oh,
had
yeah.
what?
A chuckle about the Miami Pound Machine.
Oh, every time I think of
the Gloria Estefan.
The sneaking it in to your tight end or whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't like, the only player on the field penetrating your tight end.
That was well written.
It's rough.
Good radio play, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. I liked listening to it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about it. Oh, yeah, Rich said he really enjoyed it.
Honestly, probably what sticks with me the most, though, is that revving up sound.
Oh.
That was very memorable.
Mike's brought it up a couple times.
The sound of him going into the
Yeah, the other day we were on your porch, mm-hmm. and I was like, that sounds like the revving sound from the radio play.
Nice.
Well, did you have a favorite scene?
Honestly, I liked the scene that you guys referenced between Wade and Rhonda. I was really proud of what I'd written.
Oh, I was proud of it too.
Oh, but I also think the Crypt Keeper and the old McDonald.
That was.
I think that might
that
be my
was
favorite,
the funniest scene.
But also, I absolutely love it when Burberry comes into the picture.
Yeah, I do too.
It's so funny.
I really like the last scene. I wish I would have been able to spit it out.
The last
scene,
there was some really good scenes.
It's just so ridiculous. Like, it's, you know, you can write it, but you can't say it moments.
I was glad I didn't have to deliver that line because it, like, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely liked being the whatever, the kid.
The robot alien.
I liked being the alien.
The robot, it's good to have you back. Child. We had a podcast without you.
Like a few, I think.
A few? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I haven't been around for a while.
I'm happy you're here.
I'm happy I'm here, too. It feels nice.
I tried to keep true to your vision on the Snack Shack, and I don't know. I don't know if I succeeded.
Well, don't worry. We'll get to it here in a second. We'll keep the vision alive. I got a pair of Leatherman scissors.
He has a pair of toenail clippers to get the green bean with.
Yeah, green bean.
Hope you, cut him right into the mic. Make sure we all get a nice whiff of it.
Toenail or the green bean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just want to bring this up with Eddie really quick. Did Meg tell you about my crush text?
Oh, I heard about it. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Did she show you what I wrote?
No, she didn't. Okay. She just like first thing this morning, I was like, "How was Desi's?" Like the kids are crying.
Is that how you said?
Well, the kids are crying.
How was Desi?
I was like, glad that he asked.
If I don't talk to Meg, then we don't talk until now. Right.
The podcast.
Like,
right.
Yeah. So
we talk at lunch.
I was like, I want to get some conversation in, like, because the kids were already crying at this point, and. Yeah, I'm happy for you. I think that that's the first step.
I think so, too. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about it later. I just wanted to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping you guys would all talk about it at Audra and Amal's yesterday, but Audra thought I was keeping it a secret
from me. Eye roll.
She wishes.
You guys. You guys in your groups.
Yeah, so into them.
Yeah, it's life affirming, I'm sure.
Where's your group?
I don't have one.
This is your group.
His family is his group.
No, it's not.
He's man. Like, not my group.
No. They're not just not my type.
Would not have chosen to hang out with these people.
You have your flying car soccer game group.
I did text my brother the other day, and he gave me like solid advice on how to do Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to, like, Disney World the week that we're going to be down in town. And he sent me, like, three, like, you know, full-page texts.
Read it. No, it's really good information. Okay. You should read it.
I was like, I saw some TV show where they had, like, a VIP package that comes with a nanny and you can leave your kids places. But that sounds fake, though. And I'm referring to, like, a Disney World package that comes with a nanny. I think I saw it on Blackish. I don't know.
Yeah, it was on that show.
And then he says, there's a pattern. Stay at a Disney hotel, eat breakfast there. It's cheaper than McDonald's if you share plates. We get three meals and swap the food around. Then go to the park using their bus. It drops you off up front. Pack lunches and snacks and put a backpack with thick straps. Take water bottles, put it in the locker rental for $12. When you make your decision on what day, choose fast passes and make a dinner reservation. Then your whole day is mostly planned. And you only spent money on dinner and a Powerade.
So we're
nice, Ryan. But
I have a question here.
That's good because people over effing spend at the park.
Oh yeah,
we're saying one day though. Like,
oh, they're Floridians though. They go on the weekend. Like, it's not a thing.
Yeah, there's also
We are hella overspending, and we're going for a week.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
and he's
going for a week.
He's also
awesome.
A lot of context to this text because he's talking about his like they have this Floridian rate where you spend $220 and you get 4 days.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Any park, any resort, just do it, you know? And I think they have to be consecutive or like, I don't know. Anyway, then he's like, at the end of 6 months, you can extend it for the rest of the year for another $200. And that's the way to do it. Like, he was just giving all sorts of like.
He needs to hook us up on that, how to get the dead zone worked out on Verizon. Because you said he had something he hooked up to his Wi-Fi, so phone service?
They're on AT&T, and it's cheaper on AT&T. I looked into it. It's like, it'd be like $300, I think.
Why in the world is the Homewood Hills in a complete blackout area?
I got good reception here.
Yeah, we don't have any problems. Yeah, your house is doo-doo. It's just your house.
I've noticed the parking lot of that place over there is hard time getting.
Oh, really? Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Especially like the big family or bowling alley. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, bowling alley. Like,
I mean,
we're talking about a place to drink tonight.
Don't worry about it. It's opening next Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't even think about it without kind of feeling like I should do something.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do?
Let's just go tear down the paper on the windows and like.
Give him a pep talk.
No, I Matt Down still owes me some money, so.
Oh. He's still paying some people to work in there.
Yeah, I know.
So it sounds like he's going to be all right if you get that money from
him. Well, I was thinking like maybe when I hit him up, I can be like, and listen, it would just really mean a lot to me.
If you open the
to open up soon. I really want to take the twins bowling at their dad's bowling alley.
On his
their
birthday.
Dad.
They're ready. Yeah. They're ready for it. They've been asking about it.
I have no doubt Rio would be all about bowling.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think at least by their birthday they'd be into it. Because I remember Ash took one of our kids up to the, you know, the thing where you sled the ball down?
Uh-huh, the ball slide.
You're having
I think
he
did it with
Safi, Flicker.
Honestly.
Why don't you have her at the bowling alley?
She was like zero.
Whether or not it's open.
Right. I mean, you can have private events there, apparently.
That's actually not a bad idea.
And that way you don't have to F with Flicker. It's right here by the house.
It's easier to park.
Oh, totally. I would so much rather it be there.
I can walk there.
All right.
F Flicker.
All right.
F Flicker.
Okay. No, I think I might change my mind about Flicker. Yeah.
You know what's better than a despondent bartender? No bartender.
Nice.
No, I think we'd have like three bartenders at the bowling alley.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's move it along.
Okay. You bored with this topic?
Or snack track?
It's up to you.
I think trivia goes first.
Yeah, let's
I'm starving, so.
Here it comes.
You're not in luck.
Well, your third of the bean is going to have to wait. Yeah,
I want my one third of that green bean now.
You guys are lucky I've had these green beans, or you'd have to go four wide. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want any gin or anything? I'm sorry.
No. Okay. I thought about it, but I am feeling so good, just regular me. So
yeah, I've
I'm
got.
I'm
actually.
Speaking. I'll take a shot of gin.
All right. I'll be right back.
What? Oh, what? Okay.
Wait. You have. You have to go get the gin.
Yeah, I brought beer.
Wait. Did you pause it? No. Oh.
Oh. Okay. Great.
Wait. We're gonna. What is happening here?
Eddie's just.
Pull out a couple
he just
cards.
Pranced out
yeah,
of the room.
Let's have a warm up round with the two of us.
Okay, here's a warm up, and this is the card of DVD pop culture.
Okay,
and I'll go with TV. And who hosted VH1's short-lived attempt at a late-night talk show in 2002? It's a name we all know, but not a name we might think would be associated with. The year 2002.
MC Hammer.
Good guess.
Solid. Wow, that totally wiped my mind.
Oh, my
just
hint?
Me saying MC.
Yeah. I had an answer.
Nah. Donovan can't think of any other celebrity
now.
I'm going
to go with Ben Stiller.
Okay.
Pat Sajak.
Well, I meant you wouldn't associate him with 2002 because I feel like he really came on the scene around 2008, and that's Zach Galifianakis.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Did you know? Nobody knew he'd been around that long, right?
You know, I don't care about him.
He looks like he's been around that long.
He does, but he... Can you remember the first time you knew who Zach Galifianakis was?
I'd like to forget
tonight.
It.
Here,
really?
No, I'm just kidding. I just don't care about him.
You just... You seem like really... Is the right word... You seem like you a little bit disdain him. Like
I just... He's just like one of the... Oh, yeah.
I think the only movie I've seen with him in it was The Hangover. And
oh,
I,
right.
I
That's
it.
When I first knew of
I
Zach
could leave it.
Galifianakis.
I just think I... He's like... This, I just am like, why do we need another you?
Because he's another fat fart comedy dude.
His I remember seeing him on YouTube before he was on The Hangover, and he had like a lot of stand up. And his big shtick was he would dress like, I want to say Orphan Annie, and like do this like whole song from the movie, and it was His thing was just like even more like extreme awkwardness, and like people loved it.
Well, we're on this. I'm glad that we brought it up because I want to talk about it. I looked at Kevin Smith like recently. Like I looked at him on Instagram.
Because he lost weight.
He lost a lot of weight. He needs to put it back on.
Whoa.
Does he look bad?
He looks so bad. I'm gonna look him up. Like he used to look jovial and good. And now he looks S-I-C-K-B-A-D.
Well, he... He had a really
spell
bad.
Again.
Yeah, wait. What did bad. You even spell?
He looks sick, bad.
I thought you said sick, bad, like
sick,
Sinbad.
Bad. That's no. funny.
He looks awful.
I think he had a massive heart attack.
B-A-D.
Sick, bad.
I think he had a massive heart attack.
Oh well,
that's probably why he looks. So
he
bad.
Should have put a little weight on because he doesn't look good. Like he doesn't even look like the same person at all.
Yeah. Hmm. I get that.
And then he has like side by side comparisons like, of himself. And usually they're like, ooh, Transformation Tuesday. I'm like, you should go back, bro.
Yeah.
Transform back.
Wait, can I tell you though, when I first entered Kevin Smith into my search, the top story was Kevin Smith explains why he no longer speaks to former BFF Ben Affleck.
Hmm.
Quote, one of us has a big mouth.
Oh.
Whoa.
That was probably Ben.
That was from yesterday.
Kevin
no, yeah, it's Kevin.
Kevin has a big mouth.
And a big stomach.
Mm.
Well, not anymore.
They probably put some staples in it, right?
Yeah, I think they.
Is that what happened?
I think he's eating. He's also vegan now.
Oh. Well, Steve, you can be vegan and a real chub because all you're eating is cookies, right?
I don't know what he's eating. It looks like Soylent Green. Or Soylent, I'm sorry.
Not the green.
Not the green type.
Mm.
Okay,
do
let's
you
get
do
on
a,
this
can
trivia.
I just
real
cheers
trivia?
To y'all?
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Down the hatch.
It looked like you cheersed Kevin Smith.
Yeah, because you tapped it to the phone.
Cheers, Kevin.
So let's get a real... We're doing a real trivia round. Here
all
we
right.
go.
Oh, that was just warm up.
Yeah. Hopefully the answer is Kevin Smith, because I'm all prepped for that.
Okay. What movie involves a sheepdog championship, a pig, and Farmer Hoggett?
Who is Babe?
I'll take another answer.
Babe.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to say...
down to you.
Babe, Pig in the City.
No, it's going to be Babe.
Okay, can we get another round, please?
Yeah. No Eddie though, right?
I guess not. I don't know if that was a sequel.
Like, it was.
Babe, Pig
it
in
was.
The City. Okay.
The squeakquel.
Just thought I'd flaunt my knowledge of the Babe trilogy.
Okay, this is going to be a 20th anniversary edition. NWS. This category used to be history. What is it now?
Who cares?
Okay. What nation banned all handguns after Thomas Hamilton killed 16 kids and a teacher in 1996?
Australia.
I'm trying to think of all the nations.
Wow, I
Wait,
did not know
what,
this.
What year?
1996.
Scotland.
Eddie?
Eddie's
Not playing. It's Britain.
Oh, shit. Mm. I wish I had said Britain.
I would have said Australia, too.
That's so cool. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of the banning of handguns.
You want to ban them or so? So we all lost.
Yeah, I'm not into guns.
I feel like I won, though, because I got really close with Scotland.
Oh, you were very close geographically.
Okay. Well, I mean, Australia.
It's very far away geographically.
It's Britain.
They all speak English, which is, you guys were on the right track with speaking English.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Okay. Thank more you. Banter or straight?
That would be so funny if that was the appropriate
response. I think we're straight
response
and we're all salivating over that bean.
Thank you.
Hey, Eddie, can we get silence while I cut the bean on Mike?
Yes. So the next segment is Cool Don's three bags full of trivia.
A bean.
No, Dr. Sharp's cool
three
ass
pieces of beans.
Snack shack.
Okay.
So Donovan is literally holding a green bean and cutting it with a Leatherman into three parts. Oh,
I love
that,
this
that one's
jam
on the floor.
No dog hair, you'll be all right. Don't worry.
Yeah, we don't have dogs.
I'm an expert at this now.
You better know a secret to not.
So who's gonna get the butt part? Actually, I'll take the bullet and go for the butt.
Okay. Give it to me. I like the butt.
You know, the secret to not having dog hair.
It kind of also contains the liquid a little better than the other pieces that might
the
fall
butt
apart. Yeah.
I'm taking the
yourself
butt.
You don't want the butt?
I'm taking the butt.
No, I don't want the butt, but my butt has a hard time containing liquid. There's not too
that
much
was
weight a, to that bean.
That
bag
was a very graceless handoff of bean.
Yeah, we were all waiting while Desi made her third attempt to pass the bean to Eddie.
Hmm.
Oh, whoa. This is strong smelling of pickles.
These are pickled on the rooftop. I've never pickled them personally. We have a pickler, in-house pickler.
Like an independent contractor that just comes in for pickling purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I want it.
Honestly, okay. What do you want it with?
I want it on a pimento cheese sandwich.
Mm.
Or maybe a wrap. Because, you know, a bean in a wrap makes a lot more sense than a bean on bread.
You know.
You know, it started out to me.
Also
like
in a Bloody Mary, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
I think they actually use those for the Bloody Mary bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they have one of those, like, BYO.
Yeah, on Saturdays.
Mary.
Not
have a
bring
Bloody
it,
Mary
but make
build
your
own.
Own.
Yeah. Build your own.
Build your own.
Actually, I think you just order ingredients and they build it for you because it's a bunch of fraternity and sorority people. So
slopping around.
Oh, they don't let you touch it, but they let you say what's going in.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did Transmit do? They just poured you a glass of vodka and they're like, here you go.
You guys have an opinion on the bean?
Well, it started out like a bean to me. My phone.
Oh, full disclosure, Eddie hates beans, right?
I do hate green beans. And this one started out like a green bean to me, so I was mad at it. But then it tasted like kind of like a Wickles pickle, you know, like a little bit spicy, kind of like cinnamon, maybe. I'm not sure. And then it was like, it lingered, like with that pickle aftertaste. So
I'd say it was really vinegary, which I liked, but I just wanted like one more grain of salt on there.
Oh, it wasn't salty enough.
Yeah, I think it could have just used a little salt to cap off the vinegar.
I think it was memorable, but I didn't like it.
I liked it.
Okay. Well,
I guess it's a winner, though, because
I'll talk
it has
two likes out of three.
Two
our
out
independent
of three likes.
Pickle contractor.
Do I have a... Oh. That was
thank
a dank
you
ass snack.
Can we just have a pickle? Can we just have a while where we just do pickled snacks? Because I want more.
Haven't we done a few pickled
Yeah,
snacks
I want more.
So
well, we did a pickle with cream cheese.
Oh, right. We did a pickle. Those are good pickles.
Mm.
What did we do around the campfire?
Oh, did we have a camp?
Oh, did we?
Oh, we did.
Didn't
oh,
you
it was
bring
that,
like
that
a
little drink thing?
Oh, yeah. That was vinegar. So
vinegar.
Was
oh,
like
yeah.
Pickling.
Yeah. We've got a vinegar theme.
We did vinegar.
Vinegar is the best snack ever.
Just like to take a swig of it.
Eddie, you got so much of this?
Yes, let's go. This is a part of the podcast I like to call
So Much This.
Oh, man. So I decided I think I want to do this sometime, but I'm not going to do it now. But I was thinking I'm going to try to find like my first internet comment ever and read it. And then I thought we should all do that.
How would you even find
it? I don't know.
It?
That's a long-term plan.
That's
going to take some work.
Part of a message board?
I'm not sure.
I was a part of a message board in, 2000, maybe 99.
Well, so where that led me is I wrote a Yelp review one time, and I was like, it was a big deal. I had to make an account. And
the Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, the Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
I should read that as, my first internet comment. But then I went to Yelp.com, and they had review of the day. So I thought I'd read the review.
Oh, sounds good.
And so, bear with me. It's kind of long. But if you think about it, this is the review of the day on Yelp.com, which is the review capital of the world, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, what they're looking for in reviews, maybe? I'm not really sure. Does Yelp pay people to review things?
No.
I think it's just a pride factor. Mine was chosen as the Yelp of the day.
Yeah. So this one's by Vera P.
I wonder what Vera P is doing right now. She's just flying high on this best review of the day.
Yeah, I wonder if they notified her and hey, you're the review of the day.
I'm sure they do.
She probably has to be a moderator and a regular Yelper.
She's got
maybe she's just an average Joe.
1197 reviews.
Average Vera.
You hear that? 1197
reviews. 366 friends on Yelp, and.
We're Yelp friends.
Add me on Yelp.
1229 photos.
Add me on Yelp.
Add me on Yelp.
And that should be the name of this one.
A review of Taquería Los Mayas. So,
Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
A Mayan taqueria.
It's got 4 out of 5 stars. It's in San Francisco.
All right.
I had a feeling I knew this was going to be out of the Bay. I somehow knew it.
All right, long review, so let me get started. She gave it 5 stars on the 19th of July of this year. Okay. My friend living in Japan basically wanted non-Asian-based cuisines while visiting me in San Francisco. She's from L.A., so I know I had to impress her with a good Mexican spot, so I took her here. She ordered the tamales, and I got the plantain burrito. We both ordered an horchata. She loved it. Prices are standard, but she did get a pretty decent portion. Her order had 2 tamales, rice, and beans. She could only eat half.
She's 110 pounds.
My burrito is also quite large. I only could eat a third.
I love it.
Watching
your eating habits. So good, Vera P.
I could only eat a third.
Did she take the rest home? I wonder.
Okay. No, she batted her eyes at it.
Let's read on. Mm-hmm. Now, one of my favorite dishes is plantains with black beans and crema. To find it in burrito form is a dream come true, both savory and sweet. All the flavors come together harmoniously rolled up in a tortilla. It made a very good breakfast the next morning.
Oh, she brought it home with her. Nice.
She took it home.
Sexy.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was even good the next day.
The restaurant is small, and you pick up your meal at the counter. Your order also comes with 1 basket of chips, and there's different salsas available. The first time I came here, I had a panucho with one of their chicken moles. It was the dish that prompted me to come back here again. I definitely want to try more of the dishes available on their menu. The end.
She's been there twice.
Okay.
Yep.
That is not what I was expecting. I was expecting, Craigslist ad of the day or whatever.
Best of Craigslist.
Best of Craigslist, where it's this is the quote I always use because I used to read them at Club of Odd Volumes, but it's me driving a red Honda. You crashed into the guardrail with a biscuit in your mouth. Like, I thought I was going to get something like that from this Yelper.
For some reason, I didn't think so. I was like, oh, this is somebody who takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
And is very helpful with the reviews.
Okay, yeah. So, like, if you dissect the review, it's like, it's got a lot about the restaurant in there. Like, portion size and, like, the things that dishes come with.
The size of the restaurant, where you get the food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, entertaining anecdote in there. Where
One?
I could have done without that. That's, like, the anecdote, like, in Jeopardy when they interview the contestants.
What was even the anecdote?
When she says that she, like, loves burritos and crema and her homegirl is from Japan and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't anecdotes. Those are just, like, useless details about who's eating.
Yeah, but it had kind of, like, a story. Like, we're experiencing the night with her.
Like, we're supposed
to
care about
Sarah. If anything, the anecdote was I ate it the next morning.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. That's the anecdote.
That was what I was referring to.
I thought that was helpful, because we wanted to know if she saved
it.
Also wanted to know, did she and her friend from Japan go home and have sex that night?
I didn't want to know that.
We can get into that later, but like the anecdote was about that beans and crema.
What was her name?
Black beans and crema.
Vera P.
And remember, it was like one of my favorite dishes is plantains with black beans and crema. To find it in burrito form is a dream come true, and like that was like, oh, like a rush of adrenaline just hit me, because I'm like, you found your favorite dish
in a burrito form.
And then you took it home with you.
Oh my god.
Right? And
yeah,
I feel
it's
like
true.
That,
it's very romantic.
You know, that is good writing.
I don't like it.
That is like tight end.
Your favorite food, you don't eat it on the spot.
Like,
you
make it at your house?
She can only eat a third.
Because they're watching their figures. Well, also, if they were going to go home and have sex that night, they didn't want to be, like, farting all over each other.
Yeah, seriously. Good move.
La cocina de Maya.
Well, she's a woman. She's got some pictures here of her in a clamshell. So she could be a lesbian.
Obviously.
I've seen The Blue Lagoon. I know how this ends.
I love it.
Her
in a clamshell.
Her quote is, "I blame wine for my grammar errors."
Ugh. Is errors spelled like...
No. That would
be backwards.
That would be pretty funny. Oh, she's got a picture of her pushing the cart at platform 9 3/4.
We did that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't do that.
No,
because
he had to. Yeah, he's. I think he might even have to
pay. No, we didn't.
We saw it happening.
We took a picture of people doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. Could have been her. She's got a dog. Okay. It doesn't say her
orientation. Wait, so did anyone comment on her review?
She's a clamshell. We know.
A big old, nice
13.
She's licking it.
13 people found it useful. 9 people found it funny. 10 people found it cool.
Who found it funny?
They can all fuck off.
I agree.
Wait, she made a joke, didn't she?
No. Her joke was... that all the food she loves was in a burrito form.
And she can't eat that much because she's like...
I ate a third.
Her friend ate half of hers, but he ate a third.
If I went to a restaurant and somebody ate a third of their food, I would like be a little annoyed with
if that. If I was the person delivering the box, I'd just... toss it at them, throw it at the table.
You know what? I think
slam it down over their head.
Why did you get this takeout?
I think we can come. We can. They're about the same weight. The Japanese girl and the review girl.
How do you know?
Because hear me out. The review girl was taking time to write this review, and the other girl had nothing to do but eat at the time, and then that cut out of what the review girl was going to eat that night. So. A half and a third, it just all adds up mathematically.
Oh, so she's sitting at the table.
Yeah, she was writing this review.
No, but... Oh, and then she finished it the next day after she finished the burrito.
Do you think her friend in Japan knows that she got Yelp review of the day? She's like, oh my God.
Her friend in Japan is from LA.
Yeah, her friend in Japan is not necessarily Japanese.
I caught that much.
Wait, no, I didn't get it.
They didn't want Asian food.
Right.
Oh, my God. Jonathan hates Vera so much. He only pulls that voice out for, like, his most despised targets.
I like Vera.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't. I only like
you
her.
You don't know if I like her?
I only like her if she and her friend had sex when they got home.
And then they ate their leftovers.
You know, she,
the next
she
morning.
Sent her ass back on a flight to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't get what... How was she from L.A.? Was she Asian, for sure?
No.
Wouldn't that be great
no.
if there was...
She just didn't want Asian food.
Well, why would you? You live in Japan. It's like... But what, there's no Mexican food there.
She's
That's
from L.A., lives
Britain.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it now. Sorry.
You can't find good Mexican food in Britain.
Mm-mm. That's why the IRA was formed.
Okay, let's... on that note...
I
Let's
didn't understand the seriousness or lack of seriousness to that comment that Donovan just made.
So today's topic is Christmas lights. We're going to be talking about the decorations that people put on their houses between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And some people leave it up past then and put it up before then.
Tacky.
Yeah. I had a real Clark Griswold week because I... usually, my tradition is the day after Thanksgiving, we have a leftover keg, and I call a bunch of people, and I'm like, we got to come finish this keg, and then I throw it on them that we have to put up my Christmas lights, and they help me do the front of the house, and then some other day, I'll do the rest of the house. But instead of that this year, I did it all in one day, and it took me from 9:15 to 4:30. Like a full day's work of putting up lights.
I feel like you've never seemed more American to me.
For doing my lights in one day? Or?
And the day
the
after
day after Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving.
Oh, I didn't do them that day.
Oh.
No, I did them this week.
But
I
even just
Monday.
That it's your tradition to do them that way. Is
yeah.
American of you.
But I think that's also because I have a bunch of beer to trick people to coming over.
And right. helping you.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want it to go.
You should have brought
flat.
That celebration ale home with you.
No, Phelan took it, right?
No, dude. It's just sitting on my back porch.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Fine.
It's still out there?
Yeah, and I have to say, I've never liked celebration ale, but now I hate it.
Full disclosure on
I sent the knives home with Meg. You could have sent the beer home with
I
Meg.
I should have, honestly. Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't bring it over tonight.
I went out back and had a celebration ale. And I was like, I wonder if the cellar's open.
Yeah, no. Okay,
your beer is safe with them, it sounds like.
You guys know that Eli likes to drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over. Eli couldn't finish it. I've never, ever seen Eli not finish a beer.
I'm all lubed up now. I could probably drink one. It's just, it's not a good one to start with because you can taste it. But now that I'm three deep, I'd probably be fine.
Are you three deep?
I'm about to be.
How dare you?
How dare you?
There are children at our house.
I think I'm going to Yelp review about how many beers I think Donovan should be
so
in.
Anyway, like, I'm going to go through the process of putting up Christmas lights for me. And we have these, like, we bought these LED lights when we first moved in together, like, 7 years ago. And they still work. But every year, like, the first thing you do is you plug all your lights in.
To test
and,
them.
Like, none of them work.
Test your strand.
And then you have to, like, figure out how to fix them. And that's, like, an hour at least of just, like, troubleshooting your lights.
I tried to use this wand. 1 year that supposedly is going to tell you which, light
bulb?
Is bad.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Which bulb is bad. It That's doesn't
funny.
Fucking work.
It was just a divining rod.
That's not like something you got off of like the like just seen
it,
on TV.
It came with a motherfucking strand of lights. That's a bad sign. The strand of lights you buy comes with a divining rod. But like you wave it up and down the strand and it like beeps and it shows an intensity of which
nice.
Bulb is broken, so it's like beep beep beep, and then you
it's
can
like
tell
a stud finder.
You can hone in on it with like how the lights light up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if it worked.
So I loved finding the bulb that didn't work.
Yeah, it's
that's something you need to get Metal Arc to start doing for you.
Mm,
that's a good point.
Yeah. But like with the LEDs, they're not interchangeable. Like you have to match specific strands to specific other
LEDs
strands.
Suck.
Yeah, they. You know the idea is nice though. Like you spend a lot less in energy because you're running these extra lights.
Who cares,
my parents have some that are lining their porch, and they've been out there for 8 years, and they're on every single night, and only like maybe 4 of the bulbs have been replaced. Mm-hmm. So I say, way to go on the LED.
Oh, okay. So you've got some an LED success story in your family.
Hell yeah. They have those LEDs going, I would say, like at least 300 days a year. And
I was going to suggest, why don't you just leave them up?
Well, so there's other problems with the strands besides bulbs going out. Sometimes bulbs will fall out because they're too loose. And then that causes a entire strand to go bad. Sometimes when I'm taking them down, I'm not very careful because it's January and I'm like, get these lights
fuck
off.
This.
I hate how many lights I put up. Why did I put up so many lights?
Also,
and
you
I'll
don't like being on a ladder.
Yeah.
But it's going to be better this year because you put them all up. So you aren't going to be like, oh, this person put these up. You can only blame the a-hole that is Ed Boswell.
And then sometimes you get them all down and you have to like wind them up and then you step on them and you break them. Like,
yeah, why did you put up so many lights then?
We just have so many lights. So.
I wish you'd put up more.
Yeah. Well, Trish got me a light up unicorn. So
yeah,
that's the new thing.
I have to say, I actually saw someone else with one on Facebook, a Facebook picture.
Oh, thank goodness, just Facebook.
Oh, the same one?
Yeah.
I thought that one was pretty unique. I was like, oh, I've never owned one of these lawn characters before, but this one's pretty cool.
I thought it was too when I saw the picture of it. And then when I saw the Instagram picture of yours, I was like, awesome.
Is it in any way animatronic?
No.
I'll have to look at it on my way out.
It's like the way that they did it is like they covered it with glue. It's like, you know, when hot glue is, you know, it's just like plastic.
Yeah.
So it's like covered with that and the glue is sparkly.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's, you know, it's just like an armature.
Well, we should make other, you could just make other animals like that.
Yeah, yeah.
How did it fit in the box? Was it like take apart?
Yeah.
Like it was a small
box. You had
to
put the legs on and the head on.
Oh, okay.
There was many a time I would have to climb onto the roof with my dad to put the lights up. And then after a while, he was like, I don't want to put Christmas lights up anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And so it just fell to me to put Christmas lights up.
If you wanted them.
Yeah. And that's when they stopped coming down until like May.
Yeah. Which is tacky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they only were a light until January 1st.
Yeah.
But they just didn't come out of the yard for a while. There are still trees, I'm sure, that are overgrown with lights thrown deep into their branches.
So, you know, it's like a popular thing. I think probably everywhere, but definitely in Scottsdale, that, you know, the paper puts out like houses you have to go see.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do it.
Our house was in it 1 year. And
wow.
Oh, my dad was outrageous about Christmas lights.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it was. I mean, like, everything was covered.
A regular Clark Griswold.
Clark 2.0. Clark, Turbo Clark.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He, like, even would do things. Like, he had this idea 1 year where he was like, I'm going to make, like, Christmas balls, like, ornaments with the lights. So he, like, got all this wire and, like, made, you know, these different colored ornaments and wrapped lights around them and stuff and hung them in the tree. And this is like before you could like buy something like that at the store.
He was innovating it himself.
Yes.
And
yes.
So one crucial aspect of this story for listeners is that you lived in Arizona and it's like a totally different palette to work with.
Totally.
When you have an Arizona landscape.
Because they're going up in palm trees and shit.
Yes, palm trees and cacti.
And it's like they do a bunch
rocks.
Of yeah, they do a
like
bunch
river
of stuff where like
looks,
where the rocks turn into rivers.
A saguaro wrapped in multicolor lights.
Yeah. I love it too.
That really lights my fire.
What about with a little Santa hat on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, and you're typically not dealing with that. So for that reason, you're typically not dealing with that much height. Like, you know, trees are much taller than our house. And in Arizona, right. There's not much that's going to be, I mean, in Phoenix, there's not much that's going to be taller than your house.
Yeah, there was only like two trees that
so
were
you're
taller
gonna
than
like,
our house.
So people are going to, I think that lends people to like decorate their roofs a lot more.
I was just going to say our roof was pretty tripped out.
True.
You know, I got into watching the Great Christmas Light Fight, which is a national show about exaggerated Christmas decorations. And last year we were watching it and we did go out to Phoenix and I think one of the houses was in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were gonna go.
I know which one it is.
We were gonna go, right?
Well, no, and then Tina looked it up and it was something like they had been asked to shut down because they were causing so much traffic.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think their neighborhood was just too traffic. Yeah. But we were gonna drive past it because I thought, why not see it? It's something that Trish and I talk about, like the Christmas light fight.
The HOA shut it down.
Probably, yeah.
I don't think that neighborhood actually has one.
I know
which house it is.
I got dragged to Pawn Stars. I feel like this was like that once. I got dragged by a girlfriend's father to like the pawn shop.
Like in Las Vegas?
Yeah, yeah.
In Las Vegas of Pawn Stars. And it was just a line of people down the block. And all you could do is walk through the pawn shop in a circle and then walk out.
Oh, my gosh.
And there were just tons of people. Like,
you could buy a t-shirt on your way out,
yeah,
probably.
It's like you can't stop and look at anything because it's a effing attraction. This is also when it was like, this is the height of the show, like 2009. And then there were like people, like the actual old man, like peeked out the door for a second. And they're like, hey, get back there. Like, someone yelled at the guy to get back there. Because then, like, all the cameras came out. And, like, they just caused this jam. Because they're like, they had told everyone that the people weren't there.
Oh, my gosh. That is ridiculous.
I just want to talk more about Christmas.
Yeah, sorry.
good story, though.
Antidote. That's
this
is all
about.
It was.
It was good. I mean, you really should veer a pee up right there.
Yeah.
My story.
I wanted to say something first.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that Christmas lights are super tacky. One, I like them, but I think they're tacky. And two, I don't know if you guys know this, but I do not like Santa imagery. Whatsoever.
I didn't know that about you at all. No slushies, no Garfield, no Santa imagery.
Also, no leaving the windshield wipers on after it's
We all knew about that one.
We all learned that one the hard way.
I agree with that.
I remember
though.
The day.
I hate that sound.
It's the. Do you agree with any of my other things?
No, I like Santa imagery. I like Garfield. And I like slushies.
Wait, what about?
I agree with the wiper sound.
What about
you hate slushies?
Okay. What about Garfield
like the
as
dog
Santa?
One or
I
like the?
I would
like
love
7-Eleven.
Someone needs
would,
to.
7-Eleven
nails on a chalkboard for
what's the dog one? What are you talking about?
Do you guys know the dog slushies, or is that just a thing I had once?
What's a dog slushie?
I don't know.
Might be
it
a local
like,
slushie.
Oh, no, she's talking about a slush puppy.
Oh,
a slush
puppy.
Yeah, like the ice is bigger, right?
Yeah, no, it's big. It's
oh yeah,
and you squeeze the juice in yourself.
Okay. Definitely do not like a slush puppy.
A slush puppy. Much, not good.
Honestly, you could probably come up with a flavor that I would like with a
Slurpee.
You know what I used to do with the slush
icy.
Puppy?
What's the difference between icy Slurpee and slush puppy?
You also don't like Italian shaved
I would do
ice.
Well,
no.
Slush puppy has bigger eyes.
Slush puppy, when I do my own flavor combination, I do watermelon lime, and it was
How do you
good.
Feel about just ice?
That sounds good.
Freaking love ice.
Like the Big family ice, the little...
Love it.
Likes ice cold soda water.
I'm not understanding that you don't like a Slurpee.
Let's not talk about it, because
this
episode is
about
Santa imagery.
My Clark Griswold moment that I didn't
Why?
Like...
Why do you like Santa? Santa is a creepo.
That's your own battle.
Santa, I'm honestly, I didn't
colors.
Think we would go for Santa, but I'm like, oh my, we're going for Santa. Because I'm like... Oh my
you
gosh.
Get away from
you're
Santa.
Being so like you're being so greedy and bad And it's really useful to say, like, Santa's going to put you on that list and not bring you anything.
I love the naughty list. I like the idea of the naughty list so much, I've adopted it myself.
He has. Oh, you have taken on some, like, Santa-esque, like, ways of living your life, I guess.
I know. A lot of ways.
Santa is his religion. Okay,
yeah. So I actually love that Meadowlark thought that Christmas tradition holiday went the way that she saw it in the Grinch, because like, if Santa was the Grinch, that's what I'm looking for in a Santa, for sure.
Well, in, you know, like, European traditions, that's more of what isn't Santa, or they have, like, Krampus, and he like come and steal the toys.
Yeah.
Well, the Grinch,
which
is
cool. Like, that's, I mean, the naughty list is, like, not very threatening. Like, somebody's going to steal your toys now. That's a little more threatening.
Santa's naughty list, not that bad. My naughty list, you don't want to get anywhere near it.
Because Krampus might get a hold of your naughty list.
You know, the Grinch is anti-consumerism. He's like, there's too much, like, man, presence and shit. Like, I'm going to take all of that away, and they're going to be awfully sad. Yeah. And then they're still happy. And he's like, oh, maybe it's
which is inspiring.
Which is cool, yeah. But, like, if you think about it, Santa's not buying the gifts. He's, like, making them.
No, Santa is not making them. The elves are.
That's true.
Oh, man, I saw a funny parody. There's, like, a Netflix movie where Kirk Douglas plays Santa? Or no? Yeah. Is it Kirk Douglas from...
No, it's Billy Bob Thornton.
No, it's a new, like, Netflix original.
Is Kirk Douglas still
alive? Oh, the Christmas Chronicles?
Yeah, and I'm like,
the guy who was in Big Trouble Little China?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell plays Santa Claus.
How do you feel about that, Donovan?
Oh, I know about the advertisement. I don't like his confusion.
Yeah.
Sorry. Kirk Douglas, who's that?
That's a really old guy.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas' dad, I think.
Oh, weird.
Oh, he's got, like, the donut chin.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so what were we just talking about?
I was going to talk about how Santa's got an outdated workforce that can't build new toys. That was some joke I heard somewhere. But Dakota told Meadowlark that Santa Claus died. Ooh. And she was like, Santa Claus, like, Dakota told me that Santa Claus died. Is that right? And I was like, this is a tough question. Santa Claus is more of an idea than a person. And because she's like, but I just saw Santa Claus at Bear Hollow last year. And
wait, Meadowlark said that?
Yeah, yeah. This is like her. Like,
so you're already blowing the jig. You're just going to be like, all right, look, he's an idea. Because I remember explaining, like, I remember telling my mom that Santa Claus and Jesus were the same. Because, like, they're only in your fucking mind.
Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah, I remember telling my mom that when I was really young.
I mean, how do you explain mall Santas? I don't really care to, like, get into that. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of Santas that you're going to see in your lifetime. And then she saw, like Santa's on TV, and then there's, like, cartoon
she
Santa.
She doesn't understand. She's trying to get around the concept of multiple Santas.
Right. And then, like, Dakota's probably coming from a place where there was an actual Sinterklaas or some shit, and he's dead. I don't know.
Oh, like he's getting some mythology.
Yeah,
like,
from his parents, probably, right? You gotta assess the parents.
I don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
Lord knows.
I think, like, everybody's confused
dead,
about
Dakota.
What to do.
And then they slap him across the face.
Here,
like, Santa Claus is dead.
Just
I'm going to tell
run around. I'm drinking.
Oh, my God. What am I going to tell the twins?
Well,
don't,
I mean, they're going to ask.
Santa Claus is showing up for the twins.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was.
I'm going to be like, Santa Claus is not real. And then they're like, Mom. And he comes through the door.
Yeah.
It's going to be Uncle D dressed as Santa Claus.
Yeah, it is. And they're going to be like, you lied to us.
I was
he
thinking
is
I was
real.
I like how the twins have a southern accent, by the way. That is tight.
You lied to us.
I was thinking it's going to be Kurt Russell, and then you'd be disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love Kurt Russell. What's wrong with that?
Well, that you just told him that it was fake. And then you're like, oh, here's Kurt Russell. And he's like, no, I'm Santa Claus, baby. I got another thing to say about Santa.
Well, let's... Okay.
No, I have a Clark Griswold thing to say, actually. So are we done with Santa?
Yeah.
Well,
let's.
No, I'm not, because I'm gonna be gone for the next 3 weeks. I will be gone.
Oh,
for the,
you're
the
not
rest
doing
of
the lights, the parade.
Lights.
Nope, I'm always out of town. So, big ups to Santa Claus, the North Pole. I just want to say,
I think Garfield in a Santa Claus outfit would be amazing.
Oh my god!
I guarantee that exists. I'm going to Google it right now.
It might be on my stickers that I bought.
You need to get a tattoo of it, Desi.
I'm going to try to text it to you before you can find it.
With a big like no smoking sign through it. So I wanted
I just all the things you dislike. I'm like, I kind of like all those things.
That's cool.
My Clark Griswold moment though was when he gets his whole family outside. He's like, all right, everybody, my big Christmas display. And he's got like the two cords and he plugs them together and nothing works. Like it just kind of all falls apart. And for me, that moment was at like 5 o'clock after the, or 5:30 when the sun went down. Oh, that's
beautiful. Yeah.
Wait, there's another one. Sorry, keep going.
He had a whole Christmas special that I remember seeing.
She's showing us a picture of Garfield for the listeners in a Santa costume.
I really like this one though.
Oh, in the wreath.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll post those on our...
This honestly almost makes me like both Santa and Garfield.
There you go. Anyway, so I had the moment at 5:30 after spending all day putting up Christmas lights. I was like, okay, kids, let's all get dressed up and go outside. And you have to put coats and boots. And they don't want to do it. But then you've got the Christmas lights to bribe them with. And... that took about 30 minutes.
get outside. Yeah, it took a while to get out there.
And like three sections of lights were out and like just like things weren't working the way. Like I had tested everything beforehand, but like there were just a bunch of lights out. And that just means I have another day's worth of like getting on a ladder. No, this was Monday.
And that's why it took you all week to sort it out.
Yeah, I'm just sorted out today on Thursday. I went up there on the ladder again today to finally like... I had to, like, take strands down and re-solder connections.
You're soldering shit on the ladder?
Yeah.
Well, no, I took the lights down and then...
If you need someone to get on the ladder, let your Uncle Dino next time.
I'm not as scared of the ladder as I used to.
Why don't you clean the gutters, then?
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. No problem.
You want to borrow my ladder?
No, we got a good extendo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Your porch. Dr. Sharp's roof is very... steeply pitched, so be careful.
Is that true?
Yeah, wear some good shoes, like good grip.
Hmm. I'll have to check it out.
I've been up there.
Maybe we'll do that tonight.
Don't wear your ballet slippers. Oh, yeah, tonight.
It's going to rain for the next couple days, so you might want to call it off for a little while.
I should go talk to those squirrels, man, because they're really...
Actually, you should go do it now before it rains.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And
put your headlamp on.
I'm going to go put up a runway for Santa too.
Oh yeah.
Right. So
get those the lighted runway for him.
So what is the purpose of Christmas lights? Why do we do it?
So Santa will see our house first.
Originally people would put candles in their trees. Like that was just a good way
like
of illuminating.
Like a cool decoration.
And I think that goes back to pagan times is like putting candles or like lit things in the trees. To like illuminate them, give it like the wintry wonderland feel.
Oh my gosh, I love classic trees.
I do too.
Nothing looks better than a house with Christmas lights in the snow, like a snow covered house with Christmas lights. I love that
because it's like cozy. It's like
so
a beacon
beautiful.
Of hope.
And then, and then there's like some smoke coming out of a chimney.
Yeah, and then
like,
then you know
Americana
everybody
right
is up
there.
In there like yelling at each other about like what they did last Christmas.
Oh.
What?
No,
so sweet.
No, they're all
drinking eggnog.
No,
they're like, Trump is the greatest president, and here's why.
Okay.
They're playing the piano and they're singing.
I do have a really sweet memory of when Robin came here for solstice after Ash and I bought the house, and it was like Hannah and Eli slept over. And I had a Christmas tree up, and I think it was the Thanksgiving we hosted. And Sharon and Lisa had bought that like light up garland and like wrapped it around the banister, and we all watched Babe.
Full circle
in the den, and it was just like, and there was a fire
in the city.
No, just straight Babe.
Okay,
and it was like. Very cozy feeling.
I love that Christmas feeling. It actually usually happens on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Like the day before Christmas and you all are like all nestled up.
Yeah.
And like you can't wait for Santa Claus to show up.
Oh my gosh, it's so sweet.
Have you
did I make the list?
Mine happened actually this
before
year.
Before you go to bed, you gutturally speak to yourself, did I make the list?
This year, mine happened early. Rich was in town for Thanksgiving. Uncle Rich, shout out.
Love Uncle Rich.
We went and got our Christmas tree that weekend after Thanksgiving because, like, that's a long story. But we got to Kofor's and the kids love to get popcorn there. So we went inside and we got like popcorn for the kids. And then Rich just poured two ciders because they had just hot cider there. And he's like, here's your cider. Like, I didn't even ask for it. And then like I drank some of it and then he drank some of his and like there was like Christmas music on. And I was like, whoa, this is like really the Christmas magic-y. Like,
nice.
I'm like peaking pretty.
You're feeling.
Pretty
early. You're feeling it. Yeah. You're there with your brother-in-law, and you guys were locking eyes.
Yeah, and he was like, "I felt it too."
Nice.
And he's like, "I'm trying to save some for like later.
Like later
this
in the month.
Early Thanksgiving,
yeah, exactly,
honestly.
Exactly. Like, it was the earliest Thanksgiving.
Are you guys
pointed
gonna
out.
See Rich for Christmas?
No.
Well, at least you guys got to get that together then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is nice that you got a little Christmas with him.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
So I have two things to say. One is Eric said candles and windows were to welcome travelers, which, you know, is...
Oh, they do
nice.
That
that's
in
this
neighborhood.
I know. I wanted to text that to him. I was like, we can just say it on the air.
Yeah,
you have
to the podcast.
So he is listening to the podcast. So also, which is a very, you know, that's a, in the Christmas spirit. But also, the way I feel about Christmas decorations is you have to just go into the realm of gluttony with them. And I only think that because that's how I was raised. Okay, and I have a whole photo album of this one Christmas that my parents decorated like every inch inside and outside of the house.
Oh, wow.
And I should have brought it tonight.
Yeah.
Did they like Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
No, but I knew them and I didn't know them to be like that into Christmas.
But you remember.
Oh, your mom would always decorate. Yeah.
They were.
I don't remember your dad decorating as much.
They were into that part of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
time
into
I was at your house,
decorating.
Yeah.
I went to your house
for that
for
party.
New Year's. It was a New Year's party, right?
No, but it was a Christmas party.
There were still two Christmas trees, and I was like, this isn't that big of a house
for
like two Christmas trees.
Yeah, no, totally.
Oh, right.
I suspected something.
Yeah, no, the my parents just liked to, like, if they were going to do, if they were going to, it was, that's why it was like, we're not that into Christmas because if we get into it, we're going to be all.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what
and
the
that's
Christmas light
very
fight is about.
Yeah, that's very like energy draining. So it's like we're either gonna do this or we're not.
Right.
You know, there's no like hanging some lights. It's like
there's this guy on Christmas light fight this year that blew his own glass tubes and filled them with neon gases to make
that
like reindeer outlines.
Cool.
And that is being into it, right?
That
like that's where your
is
parents
so
got it
cool.
On. Like you would have ended up with like a Santa's workshop.
Exactly. No, that motherfucker is Santa this year.
I know, right? He kind of looked like Santa too.
Can I tell you what's going to be my most Christmassy moment this year?
You already have it planned.
I have it planned. We're going to be addressing the Christmas cards and watching the Tyra Banks Christmas movie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That?
I'm so glad I'm leaving
so
on the 6th.
So traditional.
Remember, Donovan, last year we watched a Hallmark one with you? What
yeah,
was it like
no, the, our tradition is like watching really terrible
it.
Christmas
I think
movies.
I watched
what
it.
The fuck? How
in,
do I remember
in
that?
In Flagstaff.
It was at our Airbnb
oh
in
my
Flagstaff.
God, it was.
Oh, no. I watched one here with
you. Oh, no. Yeah, we watch a lot of crappy ones.
It was about the one. It was called The Ornament.
Yeah.
And like some mystical bullshit. I then wiped that from my memory, you rotten SOB. How dare you?
We were
bring
just talking about
back.
Forgotten memories, which will be our topic next
okay,
year.
Okay, so let me just tell you. I think there's actually two movies. There's a. The
Kurt Russell one.
Toy Girl Toy or Toy Girl.
Is that the Tyra Banks
That's
one?
The Tyra Banks one. But she's just a doll. She's like,
oh, man.
You know, it's kind of like mannequin, but she's like more of a toy.
I think that'll be good. I like Tyra
I think
Banks.
So. She's just got a great face.
She does have a really great face.
She got good expressions.
Okay,
too.
Wait. Before we end this, though, so what is your ideal Christmas light scenario?
Okay, so
how do you guys feel about inflatables? We didn't even get there.
Now that I have kids, I'm like, oh, the kids might like some inflatables, but no. That's a real red zone on the tacky factor. Mm-hmm. My favorite Christmas lights are vintage, like the vintage, like so much stuff crammed in. Like if you make your house look like it's like 1950, like department store window, like right. That's my yeah. ideal decorations.
I think they still do that on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, like I love yeah. store window yeah. decorations for Christmas.
You know, for me, I think that's good, but I think my favorite thing, and it's pretty simple, is just wrapping a tree with Christmas lights, like spiraling up a tree with Christmas lights.
And just put a million lights on there.
Yeah. And if you could do that with like a couple or a bunch of trees, maybe one year that's all I'll do is like wrap the
that's
trees.
That's true.
Like,
that would be a really nice effect.
Because it's like trees at night with lights. I don't know. There's just something I love about the way that looks.
That does look nice. I remember that was on a light fight. They just had, there was a house like in a neighborhood, like a suburban setting, but they had a huge tree and they just decorated every single branch of it.
Yeah.
All the way to the top.
And that really, I mean, I remember as a kid, our parents would drive us to this neighborhood in Orange Park that all of the neighbors agreed that's what they would do. So all the trees were wrapped.
Nice.
That, like they did, nice. They did their houses too, but all the trees were wrapped in this like
palm trees.
Yeah, palm trees, but like oak trees.
Oh, okay.
Like a bunch of trees.
And as we're wrapping up, this totally ties into, I grew up in the Sholo Country Club Manor, which like was where everyone would go in town to drive around to see the lights.
Yeah.
And that was the way it was like in 1990 and still to this day. Like, yeah. It's that way that is where you go in Sholo to see like the good Christmas lights. Except for one year we went to go see the Christmas lights, and this was 2 years ago. And then there was someone had their elk that they had just killed hung up in the tree.
Nice.
Like, and so there's just this big bloody carcass hanging from a tree while we were trying to see Christmas lights.
Oh my God, that sounds so great, actually. Like, just a bunch of like dead animals like nested into these like really beautiful, like elegant white lights.
Oh my gosh.
That
well,
sounds
so
like
dark.
Mine.
Well, it's totally
that
harvest
sounds
time.
Like my favorite. Like,
it ties into one another because you go to
right.
You harvest the creature of the land as well.
Right. Yeah. And we
so
gotta save for the winter.
That's your ideal? Like mm-hmm. like a haunted house Christmas light?
Yes, definitely. Because I really love, I don't really care for red and green together. Like, unless it's tropical. So.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, so I really like whenever I decorate for Christmas, it's like, you know, like my mom actually always made my own very special tree for me because I didn't like the traditional Christmas colors. So she made one that was like purple and silver and like some blues. And
that's so nice.
Very Batman Forever.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. I'm into only for Christmas lights, really, though. But
it's Hanukkah, though, right? Blue and white.
Yes. Oh,
blue and silver.
And that is actually like kind of almost where I'm going with this. Is I think Christmas isn't creepy in the way I like it, but Hanukkah is.
It's creepy.
Yeah, like all those minor chord songs and stuff. I love it. And it's just
dreidel,
like
dreidel.
Yeah,
dreidel.
It's like scary. Like all the songs are a little scary. You know, like I love like.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. A menorah.
I already got one last year from my boss. Thank you, though, because I told her like
right,
basically
yeah.
this stuff. So, yeah, you a menorah for Christmas. So
we should always get you menorahs every year.
Okay,
and dreidels, and just
actually,
more and more imagery.
Yes,
like by the in 50
Thank
years,
you.
You'd be wearing the long like.
Yes.
Star David like white scarf
for Christmas. And,
like, yeah,
exactly, exactly.
I and, like a Garfield.
But yeah, like, I think you brought up what I would love is like maybe if I couldn't get dead carcasses.
I want to see Garfield in that outfit. Can we Google Garfield?
Yes,
okay.
Jewish Garfield. Okay,
yeah.
It's so easy to picture. He's so personal.
That cat gets around.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably going to have like
some
hair.
Me feel a little amenable to Garfield.
No, he's going to have the little. Like...
I honestly just don't get it. I don't see how Garfield isn't like a totally lovable, sympathetic
cat. He's such a dick.
I have an image that was ejected from this household of Garfield. By Meg.
Honestly, well, yeah. I think I was duped by Desi's hate of, like, I thought her hate was my hate, and it wasn't.
Love him?
I love lasagna. He loves lasagna.
Look at him. Look
he
at him.
OD
I love
pretty
him.
Poorly.
You,
he's such a freaking cocksucker.
She
says that you like me, but you don't like Garfield. We're one in the same.
You are literally what Garfield wishes he was.
Okay,
that's
so
not true. Garfield is happy being.
Let's
Garfield.
Let you finish your.
Okay, anyway,
let's let you finish your haunted
so
house,
ideally,
graveyard,
Hanukkah
light
bash,
Christmas light experience with lights.
So ideally, it would be like
maybe some crucifixes.
It would be dead animals hanging in trees, but all the trees were covered in white lights. If
nativity scene, yes or no?
Actually, you know that one nativity scene on Honeycutt that they put up? I love it. It looks like, great. It's just like
glowing.
The three of them.
I need to check it out.
It's just the three core
globes.
Oh no!
But listen,
no wise men?
No, no,
they haven't
just
showed up yet.
Just the nuclear family.
Yeah.
If
and yeah,
if we couldn't get dead bodies, then obviously skeletons.
Right. Like from the bodies exhibit?
Couldn't get dead bodies of
wait,
animals?
You, okay,
yeah,
so you would wrap
like,
Christmas lights around human skeletons.
No, around animal skeletons, around the...
I wouldn't wrap them around them. I
no,
would like.
Just be out
I would.
There.
I would
would
like,
they have a spotlight?
Hoist them.
They would have candles near them to
right.
them.
Or you could do what the unicorns like with the hot glue.
Totally. That would be sick.
Fill it with Christmas lights.
I don't
lights.
Know if we're taking our kids to Tia's light display.
not
you know Meadowlark's going to love it. She loves
how she's
going to
sleep, though.
She can hang out at my house that night. You can drop her off at my house.
And then she'll never sleep again.
Okay, I think we've solved it, and you know what that means. All right. Join us next week. We're going to be at the Parade of Lights.
Yep.
2018.
Santa willing.
I didn't get a float this year. You know, maybe next year I'll get a float.
I'll have a short
and that's
stint
why
in
I'm
prison.
I'm getting a float next year.
I'll be back.
All right.
I think we might bring Meadowlark, so that'll be
awesome.
Fun. Like, it'll be all of us in Meadowlark.
Mic her up.
Yeah, well, we're gonna bring the outdoor mic and see how it goes. It went pretty well last year, except for there was that fucking camel, right? Like,
Desi wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, you were.
It was,
I'm sorry.
It was us, Phelan and Greg.
Wasn't there.
Right, and yeah, anyone who wants to come, just text Desi, and then she'll decide who gets to come.
Nice.
We appreciate
like
you guys listening, especially the live listeners. You guys stuck through it, and that was cool.
Thank you, Eric.
Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.